I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is brought to you by GoToMeeting with HD Faces.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time for another Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, netcast. Ah, yes. And you may be wondering, how's it going with the old weight loss thing that I mentioned last time? Well, pretty good. Some of you may feel like that I'm shrinking away to nothing. Well, okay, that's a little ambitious. But anyway, I'm down to, let's put it this way. I've lost 117 pounds. Dude. So, onward and downward with the weight. In the meantime, my shirts are getting all roomy. Plenty of room in the shirts, you know what I'm saying? Yes. Anyway, we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. By the way, I tried to comb my hair and it didn't work. It just went, so forget it. You'll just have to deal. Anyway. Oh, the other thing is, I had Fred mention in the comments last time that I was doing something here to get rid of a little, you know, age spot on my face. And you may notice that it's almost completely gone. So, natural health stuff strikes again. Yes, one of my doctorates is in natural health. So I have all kinds of secret things that I can do to get rid of stuff like that. Yes. By the way, just for grins and giggles, let me give you one of them, okay? If you have a problem with a wart, I know, great topic, right? All you got to do is break open a vitamin A capsule, and the vitamin A stuff is inside the capsule. Rub that on the wart consistently over a period of a week or two. It will go away. There you go. Lots of little things like that that I could share with you, but they don't have anything to do with tech. Okay? So this is a tech show, so we're going to talk tech. Okay? Okay. So I mentioned we're proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. I know I've already talked about that, but in the back of my mind, I was like, did I mention that or not? So I'll just do it, and we'll go on. How's that? Okay, first item in the blog. The blog, of course, is drbill.tv, as it says there on the screen. First thing we want to talk about is the first item, which is that June the 21st, mere short days ago, as I record this, was the first day of summer. Yes. And also the longest day. And I put on there, by the way, it was yesterday as I record this, now that I think about it, because it was Friday. I put that it was the longest Friday at work for the whole year. Well, not really. It's the same amount of time at work. But it was the longest day. So it was just kind of the way I was feeling. The reason I was feeling that Friday was a long day at work is because it's the beginning of my little mini vacation. So I'm recording this just in time to hopefully get it done so that I can run out the door and go on a little mini vacation for several days. So, there you go. Next item. I have a posting of a YouTube video. A video of a trailer. I was going to say trailer, and then I said video, and then I thought trailer, and then I thought, well, I'll just say both, which didn't work out because my mouth kind of went, nah. Anyway, trailer of the new Steve Jobs movie called Jobs. And for those of you looking for a job, no, it's not like a listing of all the jobs that are available. No, it's talking about Steve Jobs. And it's got this guy, you know, who plays Steve Jobs in the movie, Ashton Kutcher. Now, he's not exactly known for being the most gifted Shakespearean actor. You know what I'm saying? But he seems to be doing a good job with this role. He actually looks like Steve Jobs. And you know, it's actually kind of cool. So I'd encourage you to watch the trailer. Yes. And see what you think. I'm not a big, you know, biographical movie person. But I might actually watch this. Yeah. Which is about as, you know, amazing an endorsement as I can give. Which is maybe a little sad, but that's just not my style of movie. I want movies where things are blown up and things crash and burn. I mean, the Superman movie, dude, the last 30 minutes, they crashed and burned practically the whole city of Metropolis, and nobody seemed to care. You know, if I was in Metropolis, I would care. But anyway. So, the next item we have is The Ben Heck Show. Now, no, I'm not cursing there. You know, some people would say heck instead of curse words. No. It stands for Ben Heckendorn. But the Ben Heckendorn Show, that's hard to say and hard to remember. The Ben Heck Show? Shorter? Simpler? You know, cool. So anyway, Ben Heckendorn is a geek of the highest order, and he builds techie things. And on these two shows, part one and part two, which I have posted in the blog, so you can go watch them right there from the blog, he is building a Raspberry Pi portable computer. Dude! And it looks pretty awesome. I'd love to have it myself. But I don't have all of his cool toys that he uses to build things. Yes. So, I'll watch him build it, and it's cool. But I want to introduce you to The Ben Heck Show, because it's highly geeky. Matter of fact, he gets into some geeky things that will make you sit there and watch the show and go, what? So, I'm just saying, dude. Anyway, and now a word from our sponsor. Yes. Our sponsor this week is GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Now, here's the thing about GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting allows you to join a meeting virtually over the interwebs. Okay? So all you have to do is have GoToMeeting. Other folks connect into the meeting, and then you can meet. Now, the thing is, meeting with people, you know, whether it's work or whether it's a social organization, you know, where you're trying to accomplish some project or whatever, it takes getting together, it takes interaction, and that builds something called synergy, okay? When people work together, it's synergistic, okay? Things can get done, but they can't get done if you don't meet. And it's not always convenient to get everybody in the same room together, particularly if you're meeting with people from all over the country all at once. So GoToMeeting is the way you can get things done, whether it's for work, whether it's for social organizations, whether it's just friends that want to get together for a meeting of the minds. All you need is GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Now, what's the HD Faces about? Well, if you have an HD webcam like the one I'm using right here, which is a Logitech 920, C920 webcam. If you have an HD cam like this, you can all connect together and have HD conversations with one another. You can share screens. You can use all the various technologies and tools built into GoToMeeting to have a very productive meeting. Okay? So, you say, well, that all sounds good, but how do I do that? Well, all you have to do is go to gotomeeting.com, click on the Try It Now button, and enter the special code word. You ready for the code word? It's right there on the lower third. Podcast. Podcast. All you got to do is put that in there, just like it says there on the lower third, and then you'll get it for 30 days free, a 30-day free trial of GoToMeeting with HD Faces. You can even run a meeting from an iPad. How cool is that? Dude. So, check it out. You will appreciate the technology and the ability to meet together. Meeting is believing. Okay? Alrighty, so do that. Now, let's move on to our next item. Our next item is another little opinion piece. I'm getting into this whole opinion piece thing, you know? I've been aggregating things on the old website for many years, and now I've decided, I'm a computer curmudgeon, I've got all these opinions, I'm gonna share them. So there. Okay? So I'm sharing this opinion, and this is opinion about Elon Musk. Now, not him personally. I don't know him from Adam's house cat, which, as I covered before, I'm not sure Adam had a house cat. If he did, I'm sure he was quite happy, because I have a house cat, and I love my house cat, whose name is Tiger. She's a lot of fun, and she occasionally walks by in the background. Not at the moment, though. So, anyway, I had somebody watching for Tiger walking in the background. Ooh, there she goes. Ooh, there she goes. I mean, you know, come on, folks. A lot of people are, I'm sure Fred is probably going, yeah, well, I'd rather watch the kitty than watch you. Hey. Anyway, Elon Musk and Tesla Motors. Elon Musk is the founder of Tesla Motors, which makes electric cars, actually very cool electric cars. And the issue here is that there's a lot of car dealerships in New York. That's a very weird way of saying New York. New York. You know, in the post-apocalyptic world, it's called New York. Anyway, never mind. The point is, all these car dealerships are getting together and saying, we want a law that forbids Elon Musk and Tesla Motors from selling their cars directly to customers. What? What? That's my opinion. What? I just don't get it. If they want to sell cars directly to customers, it's their business. Stay out of their business. Okay? Now, here's the thing. If they were formerly Tesla car dealerships that were selling Tesla cars, and then they said, we're cutting you out and we're selling the cars directly, I can understand they might go, well, wait a minute. But they were never Tesla car dealerships. They were selling Chevrolets and Fords and whatever else. And, you know, if you want to go buy a Tesla, go buy a Tesla. And if you want to buy it directly from this dude, you know, here's his coat and he's selling a Tesla, you know, whatever. You can buy one. It's up to you and it's up to them. It's a free country, I tell you. So anyway, that was my opinion. All right, next item. This is an odd one. There's a game called Incredipede. Yes, it is an animal creation puzzler game, which I find odd. But at any rate, they're having an open source appreciation week this week, in which Linux users are being rewarded with a free copy of the game. Dude! So if you're a Linux user, you can download the Linux version for free. And if you're not using Linux, no, they didn't say that. They said, if you're not using Linux, okay, we'll give you 50% off. So that's what they're doing to celebrate Open Source Appreciation Week, which I find pretty cool. So, I don't know what Incredipede is. There's a video on the blog you can click on and watch the whole thing about Incredipede. It's an animal creation puzzler. Yeah, okay. Anyway, whoa! Okay, Fred says enough of that. Time for Geek Software of the Week. And it is, indeed, time for Geek Software of the Week. Geek Software of the Week this week is pretty cool. Not that they usually aren't pretty cool, but this one really is pretty cool. And it is an open source CAD program. I know you may say, a CAD? You want us to be CADs? No, not that kind of CAD. CAD is in computer-aided design. You know, that's where you go on your computer and you design things for, you know, like Ben Heck when he's building stuff. And you got to design it. He uses a CAD program. Well, this is a free CAD program. I hit the table again. I didn't mean to do that. If your world got rattled, I'm sorry. Anyway, it's a CAD program. And it's cross-platform. And it's open source. Dude. And it's a combination of hundreds of different programs. Tools, I should say. Not programs, but tools. All in the one program structure here. Says for more than 20 years, BRL-CAD, which is our Geek Software of the Week, BRL-CAD, has been the primary tri-service solid modeling CAD system used by the U.S. military to model weapons systems. So if you want to get your mad scientist take over the world on, this is a good way to do it, is with this CAD program. Now, BRL-CAD, decided might be good to call Burl CAD for no apparent reason other than why not. But it allows you to do a great number of geometric representations and has all kinds of implicit solids such as boxes, ellipsoids, cones, and tori, as well as explicit solids made from closed collections of uniform B-spline surfaces. Yes! Whatever that means. I've obviously never used a CAD program. But AutoCAD is very, 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 very expensive. And this is totally free and open source. Dude. So, that is goodness. Okay. Now, one other last thing I want to share with you this week. It's just kind of an aside. It's not part of the blog. Is... Oh, actually, there's several things I want to... Don't let me forget to share about the Roku channel, okay? Remember that. Remind me, okay? Fred, remind me. Fred, hello. Probably taking a coffee break. He does that. He's big into those foo-foo coffees, you know? The lattes and the... Anyway, never mind. Anyway, the point is... I was going somewhere with all this. Oh, yeah, I had a comment on the old YouTube channel this week from a gentleman who saw my video, VertZine number 20. You know, VertZine is our online magazine of virtualization and cloud computing at VertZine.com, VIRTZINE.com, as it says right there. And episode 20 was on Ultio, which is a Citrix-like, you know, program that is open source, and it's awesome. And I had a demo of it on that particular netcast. This guy saw that demo a year or so ago when I aired it, and he got so excited about it, he contacted the company, Ultio, and he became an employee of the company. He's now the representative for the whole U.S. of A. Dude. So that's cool. It's kind of nice to know that people, A, are out there watching, and B, that they're making life decisions based on what we do here on the netcasts. That's a little scary, actually. Anyway, he let me know that he was going to share with me new developments, like they're developing an HTML5 version of it, and it's going to be awesome, and there's going to be all kinds of new stuff, so I'm going to try to get into the beta of that and get a review for you of that particular project. Yes. So, yes. Thank you, Fred. See, he was paying attention. Fred is reminding us, the Roku channel. Yes, we have our very own Roku channel for all things Dr. Bill. How weird is that? It's the Dr. Bill Bailey .net netcast channel on the old Roku. We're in the channel store, so all you got to do is go to the channel store and look under Internet TV, the section Internet TV, and there you will find a blue background with a big orange logo like it shows here beside my head. And once you see that, you can subscribe and enjoy the weirdness and goodness and geekiness that is Dr. Bill. Haha. All of our shows are there. The Handheld Hack, Vertzine, which I mentioned, and of course the Dr. Bill Show and the Word of Faith Netcast, all packaged right there for you on the old Roku channel. And it's free. I like free. So indulge yourself. And when you do, don't you hate it when you blah, 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 get something in your throat there and it makes your voice sound all raspy? Don't like that. Anyway, when you do, be sure to five-star us. Click on all the five stars in Roku. If you haven't done it, go do it now. Because that will raise us up in the rankings and more people will find out about the geekiness that is the Dr. Bill Show. Just saying. Okay, I'm off for a vacation for a few days of just reading and laying around and doing nothing and going swimming and things of that nature. Don't you wish you were? Anyway, until next time, remember that the doctor is out of here. Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.